During the 1930s, the Hungarian physicist Leo Szilard, who'd met with H.G. Wells in 1929 and tried without success to obtain the Central European literary rights to his novels, conceived of a nuclear weapon that would explode instantly. A Jewish refugee from Nazi Germany, Szilard feared that Hitler might launch an atomic bomb program and get the weapon first. Szilard discussed his concerns with Albert Einstein in the summer of 1939 and helped draft a letter to President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The letter warned that it may become possible to set up a nuclear chain reaction in a large mass of uranium, leading to the creation of extremely powerful bombs of a new type. Einstein signed the letter, which was hand-delivered to the president by a mutual friend. After British researchers concluded that such weapons could indeed be made, and intelligence reports suggested that German physicists were trying to make them, the Manhattan Project was formed in 1942. Led by Leslie R. Groves, a brigadier general in the U.S. Army, it secretly gathered eminent scientists from Canada, Great Britain, and the United States with the aim of creating atomic bombs. Conventional explosives like TNT detonate through a chemical reaction. They are unstable substances that can be quickly converted into gases of a much larger volume. The process by which they detonate is similar to the burning of a log in a fireplace, except that unlike the burning of a log, which is slow and steady, the combustion of an explosive is almost instantaneous. At the point of detonation, temperatures reach as high as 9,000 degrees Fahrenheit. As hot gases expand into the surrounding atmosphere, they create a shock wave of compressed air, also known as a blast wave, that can carry tremendous destructive force. The air pressure at sea level is 14.7 pounds per square inch. A conventional explosion can produce a blast wave with an air pressure of 1.4 million pounds per square inch. Although the thermal effects of that explosion may cause burns and set fires, it's the blast wave, radiating from the point of detonation like a solid wall of compressed air, that can knock down a building. The appeal of a nuclear explosion for the Manhattan Project scientists was the possibility of an even greater destructive force. A plutonium core the size of a tennis ball had the potential to raise the temperature at the point of detonation to tens of millions degrees Fahrenheit and increase the air pressure to many millions of pounds per square inch. Creating that sort of explosion, however, was no simple task. The difference between a chemical reaction and a nuclear reaction is that in the latter, atoms aren't simply being rearranged. They're being split apart. The nucleus of an atom contains protons and neutrons tightly bound together. The binding energy inside the nucleus is much stronger than the energy that links one atom to another. When a nucleus splits, it releases some of that binding energy. This splitting is called fission, and some elements are more fissionable than others, depending on their weight. The lightest element, hydrogen, has one proton. The heaviest element found in nature, uranium, has 92. In 1933, Leo Szilard realized that bombarding certain heavy elements with neutrons could not only cause them to fission, but could also start a chain reaction. Neutrons released from one atom would strike the nucleus of a nearby atom, freeing even more neutrons. The process could become self-sustaining. If the energy was released gradually, it could be used as a source of power to run electrical generators. And if the energy was released all at once, it could cause an explosion with temperatures many times hotter than the surface of the sun. Two materials were soon determined to be fissile, that is, capable of sustaining a rapid chain reaction. Uranium-235 and plutonium-239. Both were difficult to obtain. Plutonium is a man-made element created by bombarding uranium with neutrons. Uranium-235 exists in nature, but in small amounts. A typical sample of uranium is about 0.07% uranium-235, and to get that fissile material, the Manhattan Project built a processing facility in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Completed within 2 years, it was the largest building in the world. The plutonium for the Manhattan Project came from 3 reactors in Hanford, Washington. A series of experiments was conducted to discover the ideal sizes, shapes, and densities for a chain reaction. When the mass was too small, the neutrons produced by fission would escape. When the mass was large enough, it would become critical. A chain reaction would start, and the number of neutrons being produced would exceed the number escaping. And when an even larger mass became supercritical, it would explode. That was the assumption guiding the Manhattan Project scientists. In order to control a nuclear weapon, they had to figure out how to make fissile material become supercritical, without being anywhere near it. The first weapon design was a gun-type assembly. 2 pieces of fissile material would be placed at opposite ends of a large gun barrel, and then one would be fired at the other. When the pieces collided, they'd form a supercritical mass. Some of the most difficult computations involved the time frame of these nuclear interactions. A nanosecond is 1/1,000,000 of a second, and the fission of a plutonium atom occurs in 10 nanoseconds. One problem with the gun-type design was its inefficiency. The 2 pieces would collide and start a chain reaction, but they'd detonate before most of the material had a chance to fission. Another problem was that plutonium turned out to be unsuitable for use in such a design. Plutonium emits stray neutrons and, as a result, could start a chain reaction in the gun barrel prematurely, destroying the weapon without creating a large explosion. A second design promised to overcome these problems by increasing the speed at which a piece of plutonium might be made supercritical. The new weapon design was nicknamed at first the Introvert. A sphere of plutonium would be surrounded by conventional explosives. The shock wave from the detonation of these explosives would compress the sphere. And the denser the sphere became, the more efficiently it would trap neutrons. "The more neutrons, the more fission," a secret government manual on nuclear weapons later explained. "We care about neutrons." Imploding a ball of plutonium to produce an explosion was a brilliant idea, but it was easier said than done. If the conventional explosives failed to produce a shockwave that was perfectly symmetrical, the plutonium